I thank the Lord for the Bible reading for today. It was wonderful. And it actually speaks to what the Lord has put in my heart to share with God's people today. The Lord has been dealing with me concerning the church of the living God. And I have been praying for this nation. I'm praying that there will be a change in this nation. You see, when you are a child of God, you can't but be concerned about the place that God has put you. Because where God has planted you, is the place of your purpose. Can I hear an amen? It is an act of righteousness for every Christian to lift up his or her voice in intercession for this nation. And like I've always said, from what I have read in the scriptures, the church is the spiritual custodian of any nation that church is in. And a nation will never rise above the health of the church that is within it. If we see things that are not going the way that we expect it to go in this nation, we don't need to look very far. Don't look at the leaders first. Don't look at the people in position of responsibility and authority. The first place to look is the church that is within it. When the church gets it right, the country will get it right. I'll say that again. When the church gets it right, the country will get it right. It doesn't matter if you don't say an amen to that. Hello. From the scriptures, the Bible says that the church is the foundation and the pillar of truth. So when the world is confused about what to do, they ought to come to you and I for solution. But if the church itself is not walking in righteousness, you cannot export what is not working in your house. Praise the Lord. Whatsoever is not working in your home, you cannot export it anywhere. Praise God forevermore. And that's why at such a time as this, the church needs to get things right. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And as I've been praying, and the Lord put a message in my heart, I don't know how long it's going to take for me to deliver this message, because it will have to come in series. And I pray that God will grant me and enable me to discharge all the burden that he has put in my heart. Praise the Lord. In other words, we are not moving from this mountain until your life changes. Praise God forevermore. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, and we're going to read a very familiar story in chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, and then we'll read just one verse in the book of Proverbs and chapter 14. Matthew 25, from verse 14. If you're there, please rise on your feet so we can read the word of God together. It's going to be a long read, but I want you to put your whole attention and focus on what you are about to read. You may be very familiar with the story, but I am praying that the Lord will open your eyes as you are reading to discover truths that you have never discovered before. In that particular story. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. The Bible says, open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things in your law. You will never be blinded to your next level. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Shall we read together? For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast it is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that had not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The series that the Lord has laid into my heart, and I said that it has to be in a series because it's a lot. I can't deliver it all at one service. Amen. So the topic is the kingdom law of profit. The kingdom law of profit. And I titled today's message, Think Profit. Let me tell your neighbor, think profit. Say it one more time. Now call your name and tell yourself, think profit. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you because this is a day that you have made and you are here. Your presence is here and our hearts are open to receive from you today. Enlighten us with your word today. Empower us, edify us with your word today. and let your word remove and expunge every ignorance and every darkness that has kept us away from receiving your promises in our lives. We thank you because we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Think prophet. I saw this scripture in a different light and it began to minister to me of what God really expects from us. Jesus in the text today was talking and drawing a parallel between the kingdom of God, which of course is also the kingdom of heaven, and what actually happens in everyday life. Praise the Lord. He was drawing a parallel between the two. And that tells me something very profound. And that is that God himself is a businessman. Hallelujah. God is an investor. He invests. And there is nobody that make investment that does not expect a return on their investments. Can I hear an amen? So the Lord is teaching us here. And you will see why. Because in the book of Proverbs, please open to it, which is my twin text for today. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 23, the scripture tells us that for every labor, there is profit. Every labor. Hallelujah. When our sister was sharing her testimony and said the Holy Spirit told her to say good morning to someone, to a lot of us, good morning might just sound too simple, too cliche. Some of us might think, what is good about this morning? Maybe somebody just did something to you. Maybe you're just leaving your house. NEPA took light. You intended to wear something, and as you are plugging in your iron to iron it, feeling good about yourself, NEPA strikes. Now you need to change your mind. And then the Holy Spirit says, on your way out, say good morning to someone. You say, what is good morning? This is not what I plan to wear. Oh, hello, somebody. Or maybe you are expecting something or someone to call or something. But what you are not expecting, what you didn't plan or wish for, is what happened. So you are not in that mood of saying good morning. How many of you have been in that situation before? The last thing you want to do is good morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But anyone who has the mind of Christ, anyone who understands what God is trying to do, and knowing that God himself is a businessman and he expects that his business will yield profit. Hallelujah. If you understand that, all you need to do is just yield yourself to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because for every labor, there is profit. Every labor. Glory be to Jesus. So saying good morning might be a burden to you. It's not a labor that you are willing to embark upon. Hello? But the issue is that you really do not have the understanding that every labor, including the labor of saying good morning when things are not good for you, will yield profit. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Jesus himself thinks profit. God himself thinks profit. You see, when you talk about profit, everybody is just thinking, well, it's just money. It goes beyond money. In the kingdom law of profit, profit goes beyond money. In fact, it is an intangible thing. Amen. You can work in an office or sit in your shop where you do your trading. Many of you would say, well, I don't know how much work that I can do today that will give me 50,000 naira in one day. Hello? How many people here earn 50,000 naira a day? 50,000 naira a day. In a week, how much is that? And there are 5 working days. That's 250,000 a week. Maybe we have just a handful of people who probably earn 250,000 naira a week. That's 50,000 naira a day. Hallelujah. Amen. And you work it. And you're at work. And your boss runs you around. And sometimes you get a query. And sometimes people just tread upon you. And sometimes people say nasty things about you. Hello? Hi. But you are there. You remain there. You are faithful to going there every day. Only to earn less than 50,000 naira a week. I mean, a day. But someone just said, good morning. And 50,000 naira showed up. Profit in the kingdom of God is an intangible thing. Praise the Lord. That's why many times we really do not understand God's favor. If we, kingdom citizens, understand kingdom law of profit, hallelujah, you will see labor in a different scenario than you see it now. Hallelujah. When you see someone who is thinking profit based on kingdom laws and principles, sometimes you look at them, you look at some people, you say, what are they really doing? How come everything just seems working for them? Hallelujah. I remember there was a time I traveled to Ibadan and I went to see my brother, and I traveled with a car that some daughter of Zion blessed us with. And he said, oh, I didn't know that you bought a new car. Wow. I said, no, we didn't buy it. It was a gift from God. He said, somebody will just gift you a Mercedes Benz. Hallelujah. He looked at it. My brother said, me de yole. Hallelujah. The kingdom law of profit does not operate the way the natural law operates. Praise the Lord. Let me share this example with you today. How many of you have been in an airplane before? Well, how many of you have seen an airplane before? I'm sure you, like me, probably you would have wondered seeing an airplane. Like a 747, a double-decker plane. And then you look at it. I understand that it weighs something like, 600,000 pounds of weight. And you wonder to yourself, how can this thing fly? Something that weighs so much. How can it fly and then sustain that weight? without anything holding it. You know, when you are inside the plane, you can't say, ah, there's flight tire, let's park. There's nowhere to park. How is that possible? Amen. What keeps a bird who probably perches on this flower and then you say, shoo, and then it takes off? What keeps it flying? Hallelujah. Because you and I know from the little that probably we have studied and learned in school that there is something that is called the law of gravity. What does the law of gravity say? Everything that goes up must come down. That is, nothing can stay up. But you and I know, if you've been an airplane, that when it takes off from MMM there, it's landing at its destination. Praise the Lord. Why doesn't it come down? Why is the law of gravity not affecting the airplane? Glory be to Jesus. The natural law is what would tell a woman at 50 or 60 or 70 that you have passed childbearing age. That's natural law. But when a superior law kicks in, it subdues the natural law. Glory be to Jesus. When Sarah thought it was impossible for her to get pregnant ever again. Why? Because natural law has a way of tying you down to gravity. If I can say so. But a spiritual law, when it is applied, every other law is subject to it. Hallelujah. So what gravity says is impossible, the law of aerodynamics says all things are possible. For the law that controls the plane that is flying is not the law of gravity. It is the law of aerodynamics. Is a superior law. Anytime that you are in a mess in your life, and what you see in your life naturally is not what God promised you, you need to change the law that you're applying to it. Change the law and let the supernatural law kick in to that situation. Then you will see a 90-year-old woman gain strength to conceive and to bear a child. Praise the Lord. I say it many times. The natural law, that's why it says it is menopause for women. Not menostop. Because the natural law itself knows that there is something that is superior. He may not be able to explain it, but he knows that it does not stop there. That's why I know that your future is better than what your past has revealed. Hallelujah. Is somebody following God today? I have so much in my heart, I don't even know where to start. Let me tell your neighbor, think prophet. Every labor, the Bible tells us there is profit in it. Let's look closely at our text today. These three Christians are funny people. Well, two of them are members of CCN. The first two. Hallelujah. So, there are things that I want us to note in this text. Number one, that there is a kingdom and we believe to that kingdom. We belong to the kingdom of God. There is a king in that kingdom. And that king is Jesus Christ. Like I said, Jesus was drawing a parallel here, likening this to what actually happens in the kingdom of God. That in the kingdom of God, profit is expected from everything that God has given to you. He expects you to profit in it. One particular area that many of us may not know that God expects profit from is in our relationships. We do injustice to this parable if we limit it to just selling material things and then making profit. We do an injustice to it. Every relationship that God brings into your life is a resource. The Bible said, the master gave the servants his goods. They belong to him. They don't even belong to the servants. He said, those goods represent the gifts that God has given you. There are resources that God has put in you. Hallelujah. The resources includes your intellect, includes your gifts, your abilities. They are raw materials. They are seeds that God has planted in your life. And he expects it to produce. And he expects it to be profitable. So every relationship that God has placed in your life, God is expecting profit from it. It is a resource that God has given to you. Praise God. But many of us miss it sometimes. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit telling our sister, say good morning to someone, and she said, what is good morning? She was the one that went to report me to the principal the other day. She does not deserve good morning. Hello? That sounds like the third servant. Because he didn't understand. He didn't have the right mindset. The Bible tells us that we, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, in fact, verse 12 says that God has given us by his Spirit all things freely for us to enjoy. He has given it to us by his Spirit. And 14 says, we have the mind of Christ. The third servant obviously doesn't have the mind of Christ. When you don't have the mind of Christ, you do not appreciate that the relationships, the resources that God has placed in you, you are meant to trade with it and profit from it. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to Ecclesiastes. Let me show you something. Because it's important for us to know why God places people in your life. Whether they are members of your family, whether they are your colleagues at work, whether they are your business partners, whether they are your yoke fellows in the church, or whatever. There is a reason. Hallelujah. There is a reason why God planted you in this church, for instance. Are you there? Ecclesiastes 4. Let's read from verse 9, I think. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. They have a good reward for their labor. He said, it is profitable for you to understand the importance of the relationships that God has placed in your life. And you take them seriously. You will be wise to take them very, very seriously. Hallelujah. God is a master strategist. There are things that you are looking for in life as you are seated here and hoping and wishing and praying that these things will come to pass in your life. Beloved, between you and what you are looking for is one person. Hallelujah. It's one person. And when God connects you with people and puts people in your life, you are wise to treat them right. Praise the Lord. Whatever dream that you have that God has placed in your heart, you are not going to birth it all by yourself. Praise the Lord. You are going to need people. Amen. When God gave Moses, in Exodus chapter 35, he gave Moses a dream. He said, build a tabernacle for me in the wilderness where the people can come and worship the Lord. Moses saw the blueprint. He had the blueprint. But he didn't have all the expertise. Neither did he have all the other resources that he would need to build it. Hallelujah. So if Moses does not relate well with the people, even his own dream will be short-circuited. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So God told him, he said, I have put the spirit of wisdom upon Jezreel, who is a master in all crafts. So everything that needs to be done, he has an architectural mind. He will get that done. So if Moses is thinking, which Jezreel? Are they not the one that were gossiping about me the other day? I can't even let those ones, let them not even come near me. Let them be doing their own thing. Beloved, you just missed out of profit. Any time that you give up on the resource that God has placed in your life, you are also giving up on profit. Because every labor has profit. May God give you understanding. Praise God forevermore. So what else do I find? There are goods given. One thing that I notice here, and this is the real point I want to make, why you and I need to think profit. Remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When you are thinking profit, your actions will follow it, and eventually that venture becomes a profitable venture. The Bible says the master, after he gave them the goods, he went away. You know something I noticed? He never told them what to do with it. He never. I read it and read it over and over again. There was nowhere where the master said, this is what you do with the goods that I've entrusted in your hands. He never told them. And I began to wonder, why did the first and the second servant trade with the goods? Hallelujah. Because they understood the kingdom law of profit. And they were acting it out in their lives. If God has invested something in me, he's expecting profit from it. That is their own mindset. Hallelujah. If we have the mind of Christ, it means that we are thinking the way that God himself is thinking. You think like Christ. If Christ is thinking profit, then you think profit. Hallelujah. If you are children of God, kingdom citizens, then you know that your father has the ability to create things. So creativity is in you. Now, it is your responsibility to cultivate it and let it find expression in your life. Praise the Lord. You see, many people are saying things are not working for me. You are praying and praying and praying. God is saying, thank God for all your prayers. I've heard it. Now, put your mind to work. Praise the Lord. Put your mind to work. Many of you are there. What business will I do? How do I take this my business from this level to that level? How am I going to get this done? And God is saying, thank you. You have prayed. I have answered your prayer. You know, I've often told you people, I said, sometimes people are asking for money. I want to start business. I need capital. No, it's not capital that you need. Don't chase money. Chase God. When you chase God, money will show up. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. When you chase God, God will open your eyes to see where you are not looking before. Amen. Oh. Hello. You are praying, Lord, I need a capital of 5 million naira to start this business. And God said, yes, I've heard you. Now put your mind to work. This is the area where you and I are being challenged. Because we don't put our creativity, the mind of Christ, to work. You are expecting God to do everything for you. Open your mouth in the morning. Put food in your mouth. No! You've got to think. I saw one advert at one time on telly. It's an advert for one of these phone networks. And, you know, they were talking about the services that they render, new services, new products. And the guy in the advert now said, oh, he said, I can't believe that all these things exist. These guys are thinking. That's what he said. He said, these guys are thinking. Do you know that a blue chip companies in America, they employ some people solely to think for them? That's what they do. They just think. But many of us, why did you think God gave you a creative mind? And then we sit on it, is lying fallow, doing nothing. And then we are praying, doing all manner of night vigils, binding and losing. The devil has been bound over 2,000 years ago. Now put your mind to work and think profit. Praise the Lord. Think. Many of us can't even sit for a moment and just gather your own thoughts. When you pray, you just get up. I'm late for where I'm going. You don't even listen to what God has to say. The ideas that he will give you. Hello, somebody. Many people, look, this is the major challenge for us believers. We don't think. Hello?
This person, they are selling St. Louis sugar. You just go there, you can sell sugar. Why? Because you saw your the person, they are making profit. If you think God might just open your eyes to see how you can produce something better than that St. Louis sugar. Glory be to Jesus. But we don't think. We don't think. And God has given you the mind of Christ, the mind that can think, that is creative. Glory be to Jesus. He did not tell them what to do with it. They thought of it. They are thinkers, great thinkers. Praise the Lord. That's why they thought to themselves, with this sin that he has given to me, what can I do with this thing? Rolling it in their mind, in their thoughts. And the Bible says, if you read 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27, the Bible says, you need no man to teach you anything, but the Spirit of God that is inside of you will teach you all things. Praise God. The Spirit of God that is on the inside of you will teach you. So what do I need to do? I need to yield myself to the Holy Ghost. That's the difference between the first two and the third servant. They yielded themselves to the Holy Ghost. And their creative mind kicked in. And they said, I can make more from what I have. Praise the Lord. And that was what happened. So when the master came, they got 100%. 100%. That's what they got. Because the Bible says, the one that had two, got two back. The one that had five, got five back. That's 100%. But the one that got one, wonderful Christian, I know you are a hard man. He obviously does not have the mind of Christ. His mind is tied to the natural law. His mind is tied to his feelings, to his past hurts. And he was not able to make profit because he himself was his own obstacle. He shot himself in the foot by not thinking right. When you load yourself with all manner of negative things, when you load yourself with how somebody hurt you, when you load yourself with your natural feelings about things, there is no way you can make profit. Our sister will tell you, in that Balogun area where you are doing business, if you are fighting with everybody there, the day a customer comes to your shop and wants to buy a shoe, and then you don't have the size, you will not be able to go to your neighbor and say, give me size 5. So what happens to you? It's a loss. It's a loss. Beloved, sometimes when you are focused on what you want to get out of something, you are focused on making profit in a relationship or in whatever resource that God has placed in your hand, you will forget about anything anybody has done to you yesterday. Hello? Because your focus is not on what somebody did to hurt you. Your focus is on profit. Praise the Lord. When you see people who are focused on profit, they are ready to double life for anybody. There is a man in this nation. Yes. They said, you, this small boy, you want to get this business. You want to do this thing. They breathed at the hems of affairs in this nation. They blocked his way. He must not get the license. He must not do this. He was already a multi millionaire. The man went there. I said, I must enter that household. He went there. He went to see the president. He was rolling on the floor from one hand to the other like this. Big man who probably can buy the president and all his jets. Hallelujah. But the guy is not thinking about what they are saying about him. He wants his license and is ready to do anything to get it. Praise the Lord. You know why? He's thinking profit. Anytime you think purpose, profit will show up. But when you are thinking pain, then loss will show up. Praise the Lord. They are not promoting me. Then you are fighting with everybody in the office. You fight with your boss. You fight with this one. You fight with that one. Where is the profit going to come from? Are you getting anything from here? Praise the Lord. Profit is tied to purpose. It is therefore possible to labor in vain. It is possible to spend your strength, your ability to no purpose if you allow pain and hurt to stop you. If you allow fear to stop you. I'm afraid. What if I do this? You know, sometimes when you look at people, there is no one today that you say they are great in any particular area. Even in their marital relationship, that did not include hard work. There is no one you will say, oh, these are wonderful parents. It took hard work. Praise the Lord. It took hard work. It took you licking and keep on licking. It will take your steadfastness, laughing and saying good morning when you really can't see anything good about the morning. Hello? Is labor. Labor means exerting great effort. The problem with a lot of us is that we just exert little and thinking we're going to get a very fat result. It doesn't work like that. Whoever told you that, that's superstition. Hello? Thinking that you will not have to do any good and you will expect a well done, good and faithful servant enter into the joy of the Lord. It's not happening. If you believe that before, it is superstition. Don't believe it's superstition. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Let's just read the scripture. We must lean on God. We must lean on his grace. We must lean on his strength. And let's read Isaiah 48 and verse 17. And I'm closing. Isaiah 48, 17. Are you there? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. And that's why you need to lean on God. He said, I'm the one that will teach you to profit
with every resource that I've given to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Galatians 6, 9. Okay, let's read Philippians 2 first. Philippians 2, 13 to 14. Philippians chapter 2, 13 to 14 says, "For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Now, do all things without murmurings and disputings. It's God that will work it in you. So he's asking us, stop murmuring. Stop grumbling. Don't be like the third servant. Grumbling. This is what I know about you. What has that got to do with making profit? What you know about me. So what? Hallelujah. Why should what you know about me stop you and stop your own destiny? Why? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Galatians 6, 9. And I'm going to close on that. Are you there? What does it say? And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The thoughts haven't fainted. In fact, the loss was registered for him even before he started. Immediately the resource was given to him, he made up his eye, not doing anything, because he's going to allow how he sees the person that gave it to him. You know, that's why sometimes some of us, you ask God for something and he didn't do it, then you are angry with God. You are shooting yourself in the foot. You that you are angry with God will still have to come back to God and beg him. Hello? I'm saying it by experience. It is a testimony. Praise the Lord. Yes. Because I've gotten angry with God before. And I still had to go back to him. Amen. So there's no point. That's why Peter realized it. When everybody left Jesus' ministry and left, and only the disciples were left. And Jesus said, you are going, because this thing doesn't look profitable. He said, where am I going? Where will I go? You are the one that has the word of life. He understood something. Praise the Lord. I have nowhere. I can't get angry with you. I know that you have the word of life. So there's nowhere else to go. There's no life anywhere else. I've tried life somewhere else before and it didn't work. Guess what? Have you forgotten Jesus? The day that I was toiling all day, night, I caught nothing. I came to my wit's end until you came into my boat. I didn't even know. I thought I knew everything about fishing until Jesus showed up. Many a times you think you know everything about your life right now. You are planning your own life. Until you encounter Jesus, then you know that your life is actually not even in your own strength or your plans. It is in the power of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hear what the master said to the servant who would not apply his thinking faculty, who will not sit down and put on his creativity cap and say, what can I do with the resource that God has given unto me? How can I benefit from the relationship that God has placed in my life? You see, if you are not making profit, there is no way that you will have impact anywhere. Praise the Lord. Nobody wants to associate with losers. There has to be something in your life that is inspiring to someone else. And God always places us in a position where we'll have an opportunity to make an impact. But many a times it's too difficult, so we run back. We give up. We quit. But the thing is, you don't know that as you are quitting, because you think it's too difficult, you are actually quitting from profit. You are saying yes to loss and saying no to profit. Everyone God is going to bring your way and not going to think like you, act like you, be like you. Hello, somebody. Keep living. When you have been in the church of God for a while, you will know that the church of God is mixed multitude. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And how many of you know God doesn't make mistakes? My husband is terrible. He's too bad. He's difficult. My wife, can't take it anymore. You are with the right person. The one that is difficult. The one that is impossible to live with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that has some habits that you can't stand. Always dropping his socks in the parlor. What is not, why can't he just, you are going to the room anyway. Just take it along with you. 5 years, 10 years, he's still doing the same thing. He's not changing. I say, I've had it. No, you have not had it. Don't throw away the cluster, for there is good in it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God doesn't make mistakes. I keep telling you women, remember, I have a difficult husband. Yes, thank God for your life. You are well equipped for the difficult man. You have the anointing to handle a difficult person. Praise the Lord. You have it. When some parents have, my own brother has a child that has a Down syndrome. Some of you might look at it and say, Now me go poison now, make it die. Yes, I'll kill the child and say that the child died. Don't shake your head. There are people who do it. Hello? Because they don't think that they have that grace to take care of such a child. When I look at some Americans, sometimes I look at them, I say, look at these people. Are they really, their low level of holiness, is it higher than, because they will go and adopt a child. It's probably a black skinned child from Zimbabwe or some of this African country who even has a Down syndrome. Some of them are blind. I saw it on CNN. They were waiting. Parents, they have their own children. All of them came to the airport to receive this child that was like this and like this from one African country. They were looking as they are looking. Has he arrived? Has he arrived? They were so happy to receive that child. Now, you and I may wonder, what's wrong with these people? There's nothing wrong with them. Absolutely nothing. They don't see things the way that you see it. You are tied to the natural law. They are tied to the supernatural law. Hallelujah. You are tied to love that is based on feelings. They are tied to love that is based on God. Hallelujah. Everyone God placed in your life, the resource is there to make profit from that relationship. Let's rise on our feet. Are you making profit? Are you thinking profit in your relationships? Are you thinking profit? Do you think you've had enough? Have you been hurt so bad that you think that, look, it's done? Are you afraid and say, I can't step out and do the things that God has placed in my heart to do because I'm not sure that it's going to work? Remember, for every labor, there is profit. If you labor to expand in your business, The Bible guarantees you that there will be labor, there will be profit in it. What you need to give to it is the labor that it will require from you. And that's the area where we need to work on. Because many times we don't want to give it what it takes. Remember what the master said to the servant. He said, you are not only wicked. He said, you are lazy. Many people don't think. It is laziness, mental laziness. A lot of people have mental laziness. They can't even think. They are lazy in their mind. Thinking is too much work. It's too much work. You can't think. Bow your heads and begin to pray. And say, Father, the past is past. I want a newness of life. I want to become a great thinker. And I need your help. Holy Spirit, I yield to you today. I yield my mind to you today. That you will fill it with thoughts that will bring profit for me. Fill it with ideas that will bring profit for me in my relationships, in my job, in my business, in my walk with you. Because laboring in the spirit, laboring to do the will of God, laboring to obey God, is expected to yield profit as well. So pray. Say, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need your help. The Bible says, it is he that worketh in us both to will and to do what pleases God. So, I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit, that you would work a work in me. And let the mind of Christ find expression through my life. And thank God for the ability that he has given you. Thank God for all the resources that he has made available. He has made resources available. Heavenly resources that we are expect to trade in and then to make profit out of. Heavenly resources. Thank him for those resources of heaven. The angelic ministry. He has given you angels to profit you. He said they are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. So their ministry is expected to profit. Thank him for the blood of Jesus. The power in that blood. God expects that as we trade it, it will yield profit in our lives. So when you call on the blood of Jesus, it will yield profit for you. The authority in the name of Jesus is a resource of heaven that God has given us. Thank God. Begin to thank him for that resource. That you have authority in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, both in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, to the glory of God the Father. So the authority is a resource, and God expects profit from it as you deploy that resource. The gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is a resource of heaven that God has blessed and endowed us with. That we have his Spirit on the inside of us to teach us, guiding us into all truth, showing us things to come. So we have no excuse to be stranded in the race of life because we have the Spirit to show us. We have the Spirit to teach us all things. so that we can be fruitful in every good work. Thank God for all these resources that God has given. Thank God for the relationships that God has placed in your life. Thank God for all the natural resources that God has given to you. They're a blessing from God. They are goods that the master gave to the servants. And he expects a profit from it. Now decree unto yourself that every resource that the Father has given unto me, I shall make profit with them. In the name of Jesus, I cancel losses resulting from any resource that God has given unto me. From now on, I will make profit. I will be fruitful. I will be productive. And I will be influential. And I will make the right impact. In the name of Jesus. The days of losses are over in my life. In the name of Jesus. From today, I think profit. I do not think loss. From today, I think profit. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Therefore, I am profitable to the kingdom of God. I am profitable in my relationships. I am profitable to my business. I am profitable to my church. I am profitable to my neighborhood. I am profitable to my country. I am profitable to the whole world. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for Jesus.